This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, remember to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, and I mean everybody, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter, all the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, and right now, we have, from the northern tundra, the big blue state up there, wishing he was in Ohio, it's none other than Ron Edwards! Yay! What's going on there?
Good morning.
Okay, you know why they're happy?
Tell me.
Houston won last night. The series is tied 1-1.
Oh, okay.
So they're happy. They're having a good night. Besides that, it's a little warmer today than what it's been. 74 degrees, partly cloudy, but boy, we got a mess coming at us. Get to that later. All right, let's say the pledge. You ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Okay, here we go. It seems the far-left billionaire's tax that Joe Biden was counting on is set to be killed from his socialist spending plan as all the infighting took place here yesterday with the AOC groupies and Ron Wyden from Washington, the chairman of the committee that's getting rid of the billionaire tax, saying that it's just not going to happen because their spending spree, their infrastructure bill, and this, that, and the other is all going to suffer. They just don't have the money, and the people are breathing fire down their neck from around the country saying, don't do this or you're not going to be elected.
And besides that, such a tax would definitely kill economic activity, chase businesses out of this country, in fact. It just would be too brutal on this economy, which is already being weakened by Biden executive orders. So to put burden something like that on our economy is just political suicide as well as murdering the economy.
Yeah, and I totally agree with you, and you are absolutely right, and anybody that knows anything about running a business knows that. All right, now let's move right along and get into the Alec Baldwin thing, because we heard from the police department and the district attorney yesterday, and Alec Baldwin's criminal activity in the Rust movie shooting has not yet been ruled out, as well as other individuals. This could be a multi-sharing experience for a bunch of people, with perhaps criminally negligent homicide being the charge thrown out there. We'll see. But a legal expert suggests that, of course, the police, by finding hundreds of live rounds on the Rust movie set and at least three firearms capable of firing live ammunition and only one dud pistol, which, by the way, was not the one they were using and should have been, somebody is at fault.
I would say so, and I think, you know, no one have I read or heard say anything like this, but I think there could have been some foul play. You know, the person that was killed, I think, if I recall correctly, had some connection to Clinton or something like that, but I don't know. It just seems.
Well, there was a union action the day before where a bunch of people walked off the set. She was not one of them.
Yeah. But it was something weird that I read something about a connection to the Clintons or to Hillary or something like that. But anyway, there is something fishy, and I'm sure they'll find it.
Yeah. Now, we got to talk about this one because the Democrats and Virginia. Now, let me just read this here because this is a little background on Virginia. Glenn Youngkin could very easily become the education governor that we need because next week on Tuesday, Virginia voters will be selecting their next governor. Now, they'll be choosing either the Clinton-era Democrat and former Governor Terry McAuliffe, who's a real snake, or the Republican nominee Glenn Youngkin, who's a very successful businessman. Now, the important thing here is if Youngkin wins, and I believe he will, I believe that the momentum is in his court, because all the people that McAuliffe has paraded in there, all the people, are not making a difference for him. He's actually going backwards. And one of the reasons is this comment that he made, I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach. Are you kidding me?
No, that's trying to tell American parents, the remaining decent American parents, that they don't have the authority, or he doesn't think that they should have the authority to be concerned about what is taught to their children. Again, that's another form of political suicide. The only concern I have here is about 800,000 voters in the Commonwealth have already, I guess, already been counted.
Especially the ones up around Northern Virginia, which is where the blue boys are, the Democrats.
Yeah. That's about 13% of the entire electorate. And so I just hope that the Republicans will come out hugely, or bigly, as Trump would say, and overtake that.
All right, we'll find out soon. Hold that thought. Going to break. Okay, folks, Ron Edwards and I will be right back. You'll hear an Edwards Notebook, and we'll be moving along. Mr. Mike Gallagher is going to take us to break, so let me drag him out of the closet here. Okay, Gallagher, where are you? Go for it.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
That's right, and this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Nissan. We'll tell you all about them right after Ron Edwards and his Edwards Notebook gets played. Here we go.
Since just after the Revolutionary War, there have been those seeking to kick God and the Bible out of society. In 1844, Supreme Court Justice Joseph Story upheld the use of the Bible as a tool for teaching in government schools. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee, in this Vidal v. Girard case, Mr. Girard's will permitted the teaching of the Christian faith, just not by members of the clergy. Justice Story's opinion that Girard's will was not derogatory toward Christianity rested on two determinations. First, a layman was capable of teaching the general principles of Christianity. Second, Girard's will actually permitted the teaching of the Bible in schools. It was duly noted that the Founding Fathers warned that in order for the United States to become and remain great, her people must be of good moral character. Mr. Girard clearly understood the importance of teaching students the biblical principles of morality and its general precepts. Whereas, can the purest principles of morality be learned so perfectly as from the Bible? Where are benevolence, the love of truth, sobriety, and industry, superior intellectual development, be so powerfully and irresistibly inculcated as in the Bible? I'm Ron Edwards. Check out TheRonEdwards.com.
And oh, by the way, TheRonEdwards.com is a place to go when you want to check out something else, and that's called Constitutional Grounds Coffee. It has a delicious taste that people are raving about, and many in this audience have bought it. I'll tell you what, because you want the best, Constitutional Grounds is a coffee you want in your cup. Simply go to the Constitutional Grounds Coffee display via TheRonEdwards.com website and make your purchase. Also, be sure to utilize the RE20 promo code, and you'll receive a 20% discount on your coffee. And remember, that's because what, Ron?
Constitutional Grounds coffee is the coffee you want in your cup.
And see, you got that memorized. No, it's all good. It's all good. All right, well, before we get started, I got to tell everybody about Moss Nissan. Moss Nissan, of course, our flagship sponsor of the studio is named after Moss Family Automotive here. And the Nissan locations, of course, that are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, are going to have a new brother up there in Brooksville, Florida, in about a month or two. There's going to be a brand new dealership up there in Brooksville. I look forward to being able to go up there and do different events up there. And by the way, you can check them out online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget, clean trade-ins are commanding a great value right now, a great price. So you can take advantage of that, upgrade your ride, because you're going to get 25% more for your certified pre-owned vehicle than what you thought you were going to get, because they're worth more money. Now, in turn, I can tell you this much. You get Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. And when you get up there, make sure if you are an active duty military or a veteran or a first responder or a church pastor that you tell them so, because you're going to get taken well care of and get another tremendous great opportunity there. Now, don't forget, Moss Nissan, Crystal River, Newport Richey, Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, coming soon to Brooksville. They're online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because once you do that, guess what? It's a $500 discount off the vehicle you are going to buy. All right, Mr. Ron, back to our conversation. Let's go to Senator Lindsey Graham, who came out and said Biden's presidency is a disaster. Well, thank you for noticing, Lindsey, for America, and it's only getting worse. Well, it is only getting worse because, folks, you are about to have the most expensive Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas you've ever had, if you can get the things you want for Christmas, and if you can get whatever you want for Thanksgiving. You might be eating hot dogs for Thanksgiving.
No, not me. But anyway, in fact, speaking of Biden and Christmas, there is going to be no Christmas celebrations at the White House.
Oh, humbug. Yeah, I know. Mr. Grinch. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he reminds me of Burgermeister Meister Burger of a somber town. Now, here's the thing. Lindsey Graham, what he said was correct. Lindsey Graham and many Republicans did not give President Trump proper support. So, you know, for me, it's just a bunch of noise, babbling noise coming out of Lindsey Graham's mouth. But even though what he's saying is correct, Biden is a horrible president, probably the worst since, Jimmy Carter or Woodrow Wilson.
Up until now, Jimmy Carter was the worst president. Then I figured it was Barack Obama, but Joe Biden is going to go down in history.
Yeah. But here's the thing. We have to come together as conservatives. Notice I said conservatives, and really fight against this regime and make sure that we get conservative control of the House and the Senate, and then set things up for 24. However, we have to clean up the voting process, the electronic voting process, because we're going to see how clean it is during the Virginia election, by the way.
Well, a little shameless plug here, because on November the 9th, I'm going to be down at the Sarasota Patriots meeting in the Covenant Church on McIntosh Road, which is a pretty good-sized building, and we're going to pack the place down there because I'm going to address the crowd, and I'm going to tell them how we make America great again, what we have to do, and we need to do it. Otherwise, you can forget all about America the way you know it right now. But I'm going to be dead serious with the things I'm talking about. So I hope the people understand on November the 9th, you can come. You can hear me talking about the things that you don't, if you're not listening to the radio show, you don't understand what Ron and I talk about when it comes to that, because people need to get involved. And right now, this year, right now, this is an off year. The only thing people are voting for per se right now are like mayors, city council, town councilmen, state rep, maybe a few out-of-the-way congressional special elections, and that's it. That's it. So
yeah,
we get it right now. Yep.
Do you think there's going to be adequate cleaning up of the election process, though?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes, I do, because behind the scenes, there's a lot of things going on that people aren't talking about. And, of course, the Democrats don't want you to know what's going on.
Of course they don't. Brutal, brutal stuff.
All right. Coming to a school board near you. Now, this is up there a couple states over from you. In Minnesota, residents now are being forced to state their home address at local school board meetings in order to speak. Now, what's going to be worse is pretty soon you might have to give them your driver's license to prove you're who you say you are. To go along with that, they'll have that information, too. And that's rampant for a bunch of harassment, if you will, on the part of somebody.
Well, see, this, you know, actually, I think that the school board in Minnesota has given the parents...
Wait a minute. Hold on. I got to correct you. Minnesota.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, Minnesota.
I just think that they've given parents a big favor.
Yeah.
And I'll explain. The parents are going to get up in arms. They're going to get quite angry. They're going to come out in greater numbers and force the issue. And they need to. They need to push back against this like never before.
Yep.
This is easy, folks. This kind of BS, it can be slapped down, really.
And in your favorite state, Ohio, the School Boards Association in the state of Ohio has quit the National School Board Association. They've rejected the labeling of parents as domestic terrorists. And to that I say kudos.
Yeah, one of my favorite states, Ohio. I think they joined 21 other states in doing that. I'm hoping that even more will join in, at least more than half, to make it real serious. Even though the National School Board Association apologized for labeling parents concerned about left-wing curricula as potential domestic terrorists,
too late.
They had no business.
Are you ready for this one?
Yeah. I guess.
University of Pittsburgh has declared words like freshmen, upperclassmen, and ladies and gentlemen to be sexist language.
We have to stop allowing the leftist pigs control of the language. We have to speak our language.
Yeah,
I mean, if they continue.
You know who did that, though, don't you?
University of Pittsburgh.
The student body. The student the body organization, whatever the hell they call it.
Yeah, but you know what? It's like the insane patients running the asylum. I mean, the students have to understand that they're not the authority figures here.
Yep.
We can't allow these leftist pigs, students or not, to take over the language.
Alrighty, my friend, time has come. Got to let you go, and look forward to talking to you again on Tuesday. We'll be playing your Edwards Notebook on the weekend show. You have yourself a great day.
We'll see you. Godspeed.
Alrighty, Ron Edwards, otherwise known as Ron Edwards, and we're coming back with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. Don't go anywhere. We're going to talk some airplane stuff.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen reported Thursday that a small number of American troops are on the island for training purposes. When asked how many U.S. military personnel were on the island, Tsai responded by saying, "Not as many as people thought." This is the first time the presence of U.S. troops on the self-governing island was announced since the last U.S. garrison left in 1979. Reuters is reporting the president of the New York City's firefighter union told reporters Wednesday that he's advised unvaccinated members to ignore Mayor Bill de Blasio's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for city workers. Under de Blasio's order that's due to take effect Friday, unvaccinated city employees would be placed on unpaid leave. The Justice Department announced the arrest of 150 people in an international opioid probe. The DOJ said they seized over $30 million in cash and virtual currency after the 10-month-long international operation called Dark Hunter. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha, God bless America. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy, who's here every other week, is all about National Aviation Academy. And it's brought to you by them. And here are, they are.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, like you've heard me tell you in the past, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you, one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in our backyard, the other one in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside the city limits of Boston. Now, you need to give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour of one of their campuses. You need to ask to take the tour of one of their campuses and find out exactly what they're all about. Okay, in the studio we have Mr. Bo Browning. Good morning, Bo. Whoop, wait a minute. Got to do this. Okay, go ahead. There you go.
Got everybody now?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Turn the mic on. It works better, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, now, Bo, tell us what it is you do over at National Aviation again.
So my primary responsibility over at National Aviation Academy is to make sure that National Aviation Academy is meeting all the Federal Aviation Administration's requirements for a Part 147 Aviation Maintenance Technician School. That's my primary responsibility. Make sure all our curriculum, our policies, our procedures, you know, meet that requirement under that Federal Aviation Regulation.
And they work on all kinds of aircraft, right? You work on jet engines, you work on prop jet engines, you work on the old standard gasoline type engine, jet fuel engine, or not jet fuel, but gasoline engine, helicopters, right?
So we take the students through all the requirements that are listed in Part 147 of the Federal Aviation Regulation under Appendix B, C, and D. It outlines all the subject matter that we must teach and the level to which we must teach it. So those are the things that we teach at National Aviation Academy. Obviously, we try to enhance upon that and improve upon that subject matter where we can. But that requirement must be met first under the regulation.
Okay, I'm going to talk to you about a little aircraft here, and there's a fascinating story out there about a storied aircraft known as the AC-130 or the MC-130 transport aircraft. We affectionately knew them and used to know them as the flying boxcar back in the day, because they had the back of the plane was almost like a ship container, because it was square, and then the plane with the cabin was up front, but it was kind of a weird aircraft. And then, of course, they redesigned it and made it into this C-130, which the Coast Guard calls it a C-130 now, I believe. But Special Operations Command is going to transform the plane from what they're using it now for, the AC-130 gunship, and the one MC-130 transport aircraft. They want to make a seaplane out of this to make it more versatile, number one. And number two, they want to add some more features to it that makes it a little harder for the enemy to shoot it down because of the fact that they do move a little slower.
Mm-hmm.
They do stay over the targets to observe what's going on. Even though they're up in the air, they could still be hit by a missile. So what do you think about that idea? And this aircraft here, I mean, it's so versatile. I've seen them fly in on two propellers or with two propellers going before out of the four.
Sure. All the variants of the C-130. Are very well liked. They have a great history in the U.S. military. They're one of the safest. They have one of the safest flight records of any aircraft ever in the military. And hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of flight hours on them throughout the different branches of services. So I believe the ingenuity, the R&D is there. If they can make it land on pontoons in the water, I'm sure they can absolutely get it done. And, adding some weaponry and some armor to it where it makes it a little more difficult for the enemy to inflict damage to it and makes it a little more effective, from further distances away, in engaging targets. Absolutely. I mean, the aircraft's a great aircraft. It's extremely durable. So I think, the potential's really unlimited, depending on the R&D that goes into it.
Well, a lot of people remember the word Puff the Magic Dragon. Mm-hmm. That's what we called this thing, call-in Puff. So they bring in Puff. But the threat of the air-to-air or air-to-ground having a precision-guided cruise missile just enhances the performance and capability of the AC-130 has. But I don't believe that equipping a standoff precision-guided cruise is going to make it any more relevant due to the capabilities and limitations of the aircraft. But they're talking about loading this thing with cruise missiles and backing off a ways from where they're at and then firing at the targets.
Sure. It would not surprise me at all. Every day in the United States and around the world, there's R&D going on, different types of military aircraft, things like that. C-130s, they launch them off of aircraft carriers. That it can be done. If somebody can think it, can dream it up, we can probably get it done here in the United States. So it's possible.
Yeah, and you weren't kidding about the skids, the pontoons, because digital renderings of the amphibious aircraft have a pair of skids attached under the fuselage, which they can jettison so that they can still have the wheels. They don't have to take the wheels off and all that stuff. And we'll see what happens. But I remember, I think they called it a PBY or something. I remember. Mm-hmm. Is that what it was? Because isn't there one sitting over at the Coast Guard base?
Yeah, well, over the Coast Guard base, they have one of those old amphibious aircraft sitting out in front of it. I don't know the exact designation of that aircraft, but it was made to land in the water. It's a pretty good size aircraft, also.
Yeah, and they'd land near a boat that was in trouble or something like that. If it didn't have a boat to send out, the plane would go down, and That's how they get the people out of there, and it seemed to work for them at that time. But my other point when I talk about aircraft, military aircraft, is for the guys and gals that are listening to us right now in the military, okay, let's take somebody that's post 9/11. They're currently an aircraft mechanic. They're length of time in service is they're either going to retire or they're going to get out after their one enlistment tour or whatever. What do you tell those people if they're interested in becoming an aviation maintenance tech?
You know, if you're in the military and you're working on aircraft and you're aviation maintenance technician in the military, the very first thing you need to do is explore your options to get an 8610-2 sign off that will allow you to go test based off your experience inside the military and the experience you've already gained. You know, obviously that's going to cut down your training time. It's going to cut down your cost if you're able to obtain that 8610 based off experience. You know, second, if you cannot meet those experience requirements, then obviously you can look into one of the schools like National Aviation Academy. There's roughly 180 Part 147 schools in the United States. You know, look into one of them, see which one of them is going to give you the best transfer credit based off your experience, and make sure you pick the right school that best fits you. And go there, attend a school, meet those requirements, and then obviously you can get your certifications. But any military member, any civilian that's interested in working on aircraft, you know, look into one of the aviation maintenance technician schools, certificated Part 147 aviation maintenance technician schools in the United States, and they can help you begin your aviation career.
Now, the other thing is that how long does a standard school take when you do it normally without taking the instructor?
If you're going to go to a school in the United States, on average, the length of school is going to run anywhere from about 12, 13 months to about 24, 30 months, depending on the school that you go to. Usually, schools that are public institutions are a little longer. You know, your private institutions, like National Aviation Academy, you know, we tend to have shorter programs because it's about getting you into the program, getting you back out of the program as quick as possible to go to work. But a lot of your public institutions, those programs may be somewhere around the 24 to 36 month length because they're going to follow the standard school year. In other words, they may not have classes year round for those particular subjects.
So if I'm able to get the waiver that you're talking about through my military service, what's that cut it down to?
Well, if you're able to get 8610-2 based off of credible experience, then basically that allows you to go simply take the test. So you can go to different types of test prep courses. You know, National Aviation Academy offers a six-day test prep course. You know, but you must come in prepared. You must come in with experience. You must come in with that 8610-2 signed off. And you have to be willing to work because you're going to cram a lot of knowledge in a very short amount of time. We're not going to teach you anything. We're just going to refresh your memory on what you need to know to pass the FAA test.
Okay, folks, Bo Browning, National Aviation Academy, and we're going to be right back with him with some more. And if you want to call and ask any questions, the number is 877-969-8600, 877-969-8600. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. Kyle Warren's going to take us to break.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnight. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch. We have Bo Browning in the studio with National Aviation Academy. Find out more about him by going online to NAA.edu, NAA.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. Right, Bo?
Yes, absolutely. Come and visit one of National Aviation Academy's campuses here in Florida or up in Massachusetts. You know, make sure, you know, that we're the right fit for you and see if the aviation is really something you're interested in.
Yep, Clearwater, Florida and Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. Well, you know, we had a little deal going on here with the mandatory vaccinations for the airline pilots and employees and this, that, and the other on the airlines, and Southwest was the leader in the clubhouse, and the administration backed off because Southwest, the pilots, they said, hey, we're not going to do this. We won't fly the planes because it runs a risk. We could be up at altitude. We could have a heart attack or whatever the deal is, and they bowed out of it. So my question is, I think the employees on the ground also were included in that. Do you know anything about that?
Sure. I know just as much as everybody else knows what you see on the news. Also, you know, some of the stuff that you hear throughout the industry. But, you know, some companies do have vaccine mandates. And, you know, are they going to enforce them? Are they not going to enforce them? My personal stance is I really don't see the point in the government, you know, one, calling this a vaccine mandate for all employers when really I haven't seen anything in writing as a law or a bill to make it such. But, you know, I believe it's a personal choice. You know, I'm not anti-vax. I believe people have the right to make a choice for themselves and their families. And you know, we should respect that choice. I think that's what the country's based on, especially nowadays. You know, we're told we have to respect a lot of things in this country. And why can't my freedom of choice be one of those things?
Well, starting November the 8th, three new orders from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will take effect. That's the CDC. The first requires non-U.S. citizens traveling into the country on an airplane who are not immigrants to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 and provide proof of vaccination status prior to boarding their flight.
Sure.
Okay, that makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Officials say both digital and paper proof of vaccination will be accepted by the international airlines. Now, this order also includes narrow medical exceptions, exemptions for children under 18 and people from countries of less than 10% total vaccination rate due to the lack of the availability of vaccines. And I saw a little girl the other day who they booted off an airplane. I think she was 7, maybe 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a problem where she couldn't wear the mask.
Sure.
And they booted her off the plane. They said that we're not going to take that as an exemption, even though the mother had all these papers to allow her to not have to wear a mask. And I think she's going to own that airline.
I believe that's where, you know, people need to know these things before they purchase those tickets, because I believe the cruise industry is having very similar problems right now, too, from what I was reading in the news and some different articles, that people are booking cruises and then find out they can't get off the ship or they can't board the ship in certain countries. So I think there needs to be more information. I think this was kind of a knee-jerk reaction, and it really wasn't planned out very well. But again, you know, like I said, I think people have a freedom to choose. You know, I'm not anti-vax. I think that, you know, everybody has to make their own decisions based on their own health condition and what they perceive to be correct for them.
Well, they're not making it any easier for the airline industry, but I believe it's up to the company.
Sure.
And again, you're in a school where you teach the young men and women how to repair the aircraft. So, I haven't seen any mechanics in my travels at any of the airports with a mask on working on an aircraft.
No, I just haven't. A lot of places, you know, obviously maintenance is getting done outside. You're not going to see very many people wearing a mask outside nowadays. I mean, it's in my opinion, it's ridiculous. If I'm outside, I don't need a mask on. And, you know, personally, I believe that even though they said this was very easily caught, I really don't think it's that easy, that easily caught. Now, I'm just going off my personal experience. I have nothing to prove that other than my personal experience with COVID.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is that we have the two locations, one in Clearwater, which you have a location at the Clearwater St. Pete Airport, and then you have the actual, and you got a terminal there. I mean, a hangar there.
Yep.
And then you've also got up in Massachusetts at a little small community airport outside in Concord. Is that what that is?
Yeah, out in Boxborough, Massachusetts, at the little airfield out there. We have a hangar facility. So our two campuses are very similar. We have a campus where we have instruction going on, and then we have hangar facility where we keep all our live aircraft, our live engines, all our large training aids, and both of those places are located at airports.
Okay. Now, folks, again, if you want to know more about the National Aviation Academy and the opportunity that's presented by becoming a certified maintenance tech, you need to call them at 800-659-2080, that number again, 800-659-2080. And when you do, tell them that you want to know about whichever campus it is you want to check out, the one in Clearwater, Florida, or the one in Concord, Massachusetts. Ask to take the tour. You're going to be able to talk to probably a student or two, a teacher or two, and then you'll find out about your finances there, be able to find out about the student loan, or if you're a veteran, they can help you with your GI Bill to be able to transfer your benefits over.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, give us a call. Talk to us. We have people available to assist you to step to walk through all the different processes that go on. Veterans, go get those certificates of eligibilities. People that aren't veterans, go online, fill out your FAFSA. You know, it'll get you ahead of the curve.
Okay, and Bo, we'll see you in a couple of weeks, and I want to thank you very much for coming in. We appreciate it. It's always a wealth of information, and we learned a lot about that aircraft there. Our storied C-130, AC-130.
It will be interesting to see what they eventually come up with. I'm sure they'll come up with something that's got a lot of firepower on it.
Okay, that's Bo Browning, everybody, National Aviation Academy. And right now I'm going to jump over to the telephone. We've had somebody waiting very patiently here. I believe it's our friend Todd in Tampa. So here we go with 60 seconds with Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Jen Pazeski, sit down. Okay, I'd like to thank the Muslim Marxist socialists who are not going to celebrate. Merry Christmas to the white. Merry Christmas, as Donald Trump said. Merry Christmas, okay? Okay, there's nothing to live for but Jesus Christ. That's it. Okay, there's nothing on this earth, not money, not beautiful girls, there's nothing else. Merry Christmas, okay? Okay, praise God forever. Make sure you spend some money and get the greatest gifts you can for your loved ones this Christmas, okay? And don't be a cheap Grinch like these clowns who don't even want to put God in their platform. Let me tell Jen Pazanski, sit down, your lives are a disgrace. Your guy behind you is a disgrace. We're not giving $1 to this clown who didn't win anything. Do you understand? We don't have $1 trillion to borrow from China who hates us, to pay exorbitant interest we can't afford, to screw the American people. We're not doing that, okay? We're not doing that. May the Lord God of heaven do the same to your city and state that he did to Sodom and Gomorrah for letting your politicians sell your kids out, sell your wife out, sell your dad out, sell your grandparents out, who fought for this country and made this country great again, okay?
Okay.
Nothing this president does helps the American people. Stand up for our cops.
Thank you.
Stand up for our country, and let's get to work. Peace.
All righty, thank you, Todd in Tampa. And, of course, on this National First Responders Day, we appreciate all the first responders out there and everything that you do to keep America free and safe. And I'll tell you what, Yeah, George, I just now saw that, so I didn't get a chance to say much about that, but that's okay. All right, I want to mention before we have to go, don't forget to check out my friends down there in Sarasota, Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And don't forget, Dominic's, unlike the big box stores, does offer installation on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And don't forget to give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The number again, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Who knows, you might get some free donuts in the back room. All righty. Kudos to our friends at the Freedom Boat Club for saving a drowning manatee on Tuesday. Kudos to those guys. Alrighty. Gotta run. Have yourself a great day. Be careful. The weather's coming in. It's not going to be pretty. It's going to get miserable. Some big time thunderbobbers coming and some wind and all that. I'll see you tonight. God bless America. Stay safe. Stay low, everybody.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.